Hey everybody, Jesse here from Flyers Alley. Make sure you guys go to www.oldcitysports.com, old spelled O-L-D-E. Check out everything we got going on over there, all the awesome pods, all the awesome sponsors, everything we do, our live events when they happen. Check it out. Make sure you guys go to all our sponsors' websites, use the promo codes, do everything you got to do. Check out Flyers Alley, 1:30 p.m. Eastern every Sunday. Later, guys. What's going on, everybody? Jesse and Wade from Flyers Alley, season 6, episode 4. I was going to do the whole thing. I don't think I'm going to do that anymore. It's fucking. I think the sound bits like burned out or something. So like, it's just
What, the clapping?
Yeah, it's like we don't need it anymore. But cool. Every now and then I'll throw it in there. But what's going on, man? How's your weekend? How was your week? Flyers hockey kind of officially started, but you know. I was able to watch one game.
Same. I was only halfway.
It's crazy though, because I just wanted to see a two periods last night's game. Mm-hmm. I don't have the NHL Network on in any way. Like I can't get it, but I did do. I was talking with Corey. You were here last week. We were talking about how the radio thing. Me and Chris did that. I think it was Friday night, and it actually was pretty cool to listen to it and just kind of, you know, the anticipation and, you know, on the edge of your seat's actually pretty cool. So, and plus, dude, Ty Fedoric is awesome on there.
Yeah, I was surprised he didn't drop any F-bombs or anything.
Nah, he was good. He's older now. I mean, if, you know.
Well, you know, you get excited.
I'll say his voice is really good for it. Like, it's really, really good for it. Well, I mean, hockey players' voices are just really good. So, Chris checks in, says, it's crazy. I can't listen to my games on the NHL app anymore. I'm pissed. Yeah, so the NHL app actually switched. It updated. And it's very, very difficult to use now. So now, even for what we're doing now, I have to use, like, for Alley Talk and the week ahead, Gritty Look Ahead, I have to use... what's it called? The Score. Remember last year I started using that at the end, but I have to use the NHL.com on my laptop and then switch back and forth. It's difficult to use. It's not easy, but yeah, on the app you used to be able to just hit the listen button up in the top right corner and get some headphones and start ripping. Now you can't do that. It doesn't even give you the option. So stupid.
It's messed up.
Chris says pissed. And Corey's on the road back from Tennessee. I can see him today. No hot mic from Fridge. Not yet. No. Nothing yet. Really good hockey voice, though. Yeah, he's got that mix between a surfer and a Canadian guy. If you know what I'm talking about, you know what I'm talking about. But, yeah, with that being said, make sure you guys go like us on Facebook at facebook.com/FlyersAlley. Join our group on there and follow our like page on Twitter at FlyersAlleyPod1 and Instagram at FlyersAlley. And YouTube, Old City Sports Network. And again, we do, we have the OCS landline is on. And today, when we do our segment for dust up for Warlord, I do have the stuff here. The people you guys can win if you call in. So get in there, start using that phone, dial 302 367-7276. I will answer. We'll get you on here. Fifth caller gets $30 worth of stuff from Warlord on Flyers Alley. So I do have an announcement later on, Wade. You don't know about it. Corey kind of knows about it, but I've been talking to somebody, and we're going to be making this really fucking cool shit happen here soon. Eric Moore chimes in. What's up, guys? Can't wait for some hockey season to start. Yep, that's next week. A good time. So
the it's actually not even next week. It's 4 days away.
Yeah. Right,
fifth?
Nah, it starts the 12th.
12th. Oh. I'm so used to being super early.
It's usually on – I say it every year. It's usually on me and Lindsay's birthday, our anniversary, and our wedding anniversary on the same exact day on her birthday. And that's the 4th. And it's not – it used to be, dude, the whole time we were in the Cherry Street house, it was always against San Jose Sharks at 10:30 at night. We'd be out back ripping and raving. And now it's not. So it's on the 12th. It's against Vancouver because, you know, allegedly we still have our watch party on the 14th because apparently Hangman may be closing.
Oh.
Moving. So I'll keep everybody updated with that. But yeah, the OCSN landline is on. So let's we'll cross that bridge when we get to it. Let's get into some alley talk. Alright, Alley Talk is brought to you by Fanatics. Go to the link in our description and click on that bad boy and take your rate to all the Flyer stuff. Also, use the promo code this week, ZipSave, for 27% off site-wide. If you click on our stuff, you can go. You don't have to go to Flyer stuff. You can go buy other things. But, yeah, we encourage the Flyer stuff because that's what we do. So, this week, starting at the beginning of the week, there's not much to say about it. Flyers lose to the Devils 6-0. I don't think you really need to get too far into that one. They lost, but it was a split. I was being told it wasn't a split squad, but it was. I don't understand why
split squads.
Yeah, so I don't know why, you know, certain people, I'm not gonna name them quite yet, but yeah, split. I don't understand. Anyway. They lost 6-0. It wasn't a good look. It did what it needed to do. I'm not worried about it. It's first game of preseason. But yeah, it's not a good look. Well, they came out swinging. Brandon Paul checks in. What's up, guys? What's going on, man? Yeah, so that's how that went down. Anything to say on that? I mean, like I said, I don't think there's too much to say on that.
So moving on.
Yeah. Moving on. So the Flyers lose to the Islanders 2-1, but there's more to say about this one. So we have, Ryan Poehling scoring, assisted by Noah Cates and Scott Laughton in the third period. But, you know, they put up one in the first and one in the second. We're losing regulation. It's better, like I had said, it's better than, you know, the game before.
Yeah.
Yeah. So let's see if I can pull, like I said, it's a little hard to use this now, but I'll figure it out sometime. I'm not seeing any. Yep, that didn't change anything. Oh, here we go. I don't know, do you want like the blocks and such like that? Because, see. Shots on goal 30-19 by the Flyers. Blocks were 18-16 by the Flyers. Face-off percentage one was them 52-47. I want to know who. Like, I didn't watch this game, so. Okay, this was the Sandstrom-Ersson game. Sandstrom's save percentage was 923. No, Ersson's was 923. Sandstrom's was 833.
That sounds about right.
Yeah. Save shots 12-13. It's just, it's it's starting to solidify what we've already talked about. Some people are actually saying that Pettersson or Peterson, whatever you want to pronounce his name, should be getting the backup role. And I think that that's solely that for it. Well, he's not the guy. I mean, he let in some fucking he did have some really nice saves the other night, but Corey chimes in and says ugly L, I call it. But yeah, so that's how that happened. Let's we can move on to the Flyers beat the Bruins in a shootout win. Now this is a good one. I do have a top shelf video clip when we get to that because it was an absolutely nasty fucking goal. So in the first, you got Joel Farabee unassisted. Then in the first as well, Ryan Poehling scored again this game. This guy's really starting to do some things here. And then we got Bobby Brink scoring in the third. They go into the shootout. Bobby Brink scores and Morgan Frost sinks it for the winner. Now, I also think that's very interesting. I'm a big fan of this now. Bobby Brink actually looks like a man now. He's not like he's looked like a kid for the longest time. But when we get to I don't know if you saw the shootout win.
Nope.
But they were both fucking nasty. Like they both. But I think you could search online. You could see Morgan Frost's reaction to Bobby Brink's because Bobby Brink's is the one that I put in top shelf. And it's him just like hanging over the boards. Just like, what the fuck was that? Like it was, he dummied the shit out of him. It was amazing.
Well, goaltender was in good... that against for
Walmart. Walmart. Yeah. Yeah. Bobby, he skated away. Just like, fuck you. So, I don't know. I watched him yesterday. Was it yesterday? Was it yesterday?
Yeah, he was with the Devils game.
Yeah, the worries that I had about him, I don't think I have to worry about. So that kind of puts him up on my radar a little bit more, him being the small guy. He was handling himself pretty well.
Got to remember, the Devils weren't playing all their top line guys, so.
I don't know, man. They had some you're right. They had some schmucks out there.
I mean, so did we, but, you know.
Yeah,
we'll see as the
squad out there.
He'll definitely be up and down.
Yeah, I don't know if I'd be satisfied putting him up yet, but that was enough to make him pass halfway, I would say. So yeah, good on them. Shootout win. That's something we don't hear often. To have some guys, and I think we actually have more people than we all think that could actually make the shootout wins. Happen more often now, so I would make it a point to make that happen because we get into a lot of shootouts. We had a lot of shootouts last year. So, and then last night's loss to New Jersey. Let me get to this in regulate. Oh no, it was overtime. We have. Let's see. We got Wade Allison scoring, assisted by Bobby Brink and Emil Andre in the first. Third period, Rhett Gardner, assisted by Matt Brown and Samu Tumulala. I like seeing that one. Tumulala.
Speaking of Wade Allison,
Yeah.
Did you notice his new number? Seven.
What is it?
As opposed to 57.
Yeah, well, they said in the press conference the other day that Torts and the franchise are real high on him still, but this is his last hurrah. You got he played good yesterday, so I think he did figure out that line that has to stand on. That Torts was talking about, he's got to. Make sure that he plays. He still plays aggressively, but, you know, is smart about it.
The one other guy, was it Ganderson? Rhett Ganderson, number 49?
Gardner.
I know his by
Rhett
his
Gardner.
Number. Gardner, okay. I know he stood out to me. He was actually using his big-ass fucking body and staying in front of the net, running people over.
That's
something
what you
JVR
need.
should should learn to do.
Get me fucking started on that guy. Actually, I don't have to get started on that guy anymore because he's not on the team anymore. Fuck you. Yeah, so that's how that went down. First week of preseason's out, like Wade said. You know, we're getting into it. Next week we got we'll get into that. Let's get into a gritty look ahead then. All right, a gritty look ahead. I can't find the little tab. Where'd it go? Well, a gritty look ahead is brought to you by Righteous Felon. Go to www.righteousfelon.com. Use promo code OCSN for 15% off your jerky contraband, and any order over $50 gets you free shipping. So the Flyers play the Bruins tomorrow at 7 p.m. Eastern. I don't know if we're going to be able to watch that. Let me see what it's saying here. Probably not, you know, because screw us.
Well, I mean, if you have, I believe if you have Hulu, you might be able to watch some of the games.
I do. I haven't been able to watch any of them.
I also have that combination with ESPN Plus. So.
Yeah, so does Hulu. That's how Hulu gets it. Is they get the ESPN Plus.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how, you know. But that didn't happen the other night. Well, so I was able to watch last night's game, but I wasn't able to watch any of the other ones because the one before that was on the NHL Network, and then the other two just weren't broadcasted. But then they released the broadcast for the first Jersey one because Jersey had it broadcasted.
Hmm.
So you could have watched it through Jersey's link, but yeah, we'll see. Apparently it is on. So, yeah. So Monday, October 2nd, you have Boston at the Flyers. And then 7 o'clock, that should be on NESN and NBC Sports Philadelphia. So we should be able to watch it. Hulu should be fine. And then Flyers versus the Islanders Thursday at 7, the same thing. It's on. It's at home, so you should be able to watch these. I'm going to go ahead and say I hope the Flyers have their Bruins number here because some people say. And I asked you about that last week. Did you know that John Scott is going to be doing the announcing for the Chicago Blackhawks?
Yeah,
that's exciting.
It's good on him.
He's saying. He's saying that the Bruins are literally up Schitt's Creek this year, which I may agree with him a little bit.
I mean, it's not just this year. You got to look for the future. Pasta's contract now is going to be $11 million a year.
Mm-hmm.
They have zero cap space now. So, and the guys that they added were older. No JVR. He's not fast.
No Bergeron.
No Bergeron.
No Krejci. Their backup Swayman. I thought did he leave?
He should still be there. Boston?
Okay, I'm not thrilled on him. I know. I mean, that's not talking out of. I mean, let's put our NHL hats on right now. I like Ullmark. He was a dark horse goalie for me for a while.
So is Swayman, you know.
Well, not for me. I mean, but he's a good goalie. But I mean, like we've always had the experience of we'd have like a mediocre or a good goalie in net. You know, they kind of don't. I mean, who's the captain there now? It's Brad Marchand,
the Rat.
I mean, I'm not saying it's not a good look. It's just there's not a lot of talent there anymore. Or
they still got Pasta. They still have Mac on the back end with Lindholm.
Yep.
So, I mean, they got some pieces there. I mean, DeBrusk.
Yeah,
he's a good second line guy. So
they just don't know how they don't have anybody to lead them. It's literally just a bunch of guys now. So it's a bunch of guys that if they spread out, they'd make other teams good. I think they're gonna leave their goalies out to dry.
Hopefully,
all about leadership, man. I feel you lose Bergeron, dude. I mean,
Yeah,
Josh Scott did have a good thing to say. He was like negative whatever last year. Like, he was lighting him up pretty heavily last.
Well, he was lighting him up because of Tim, his co-host Tim.
You know, Anthony Verasso's brother actually plays men's league with him.
Really?
Yeah, just found that out the other day. So
down in into that. Carolina.
Well, not where he's at now, but up in Boston.
Oh, okay.
When he was in Boston. But yeah, so that's what we have for Gritty Look Ahead. There's two games, and then the next week will be. There's a nice little space. Let's see.
You gonna do the wins and losses right now for this week, or are you gonna hold that for later on?
Oh, we're gonna do that by getting into weekly picks. Couldn't get you in there.
No,
that's all.
This time.
I gotta take the thing off. If I take the weekly picks off, then we're good. But yeah, we're getting into that now. Weekly picks. It's brought to you by SeatGeek. Go to either the app. I have the app now. I'm rocking that bad boy. Or go online if you're not an app person. www.seatgeek.com. Use the promo code Old City Sports Network, all one word, for 20% or $20 off your first order. We're going to be rocking the fuck out of it. Are you good? Oh, I didn't get to ask you. You see in the group chat, we're talking about Greg Montour's coming down.
Yeah.
For November 1st. It's a Wednesday game against Buffalo. There's about six of us going with him. He's staying at the Doubletree.
So, where the fuck is that?
It's next to the Concord Mall.
Okay.
You know what I'm talking about.
Yep.
Yeah. He stays coming in. We're going to go to that game.
Why is he staying so far away from it? You would think by the Philadelphia airport, you would want
to. He said he wanted to stay close to me. So he's like right down the street from me.
Oh, hey.
Right. So, ends up being the next day after Halloween. So he's coming in on Halloween. And then the next day is the game. So I told him now, I said, look, I'll talk to everybody. But if I'm not driving, I apologize right now. So. Either I'm going to take off the day of the game or I'm going to take off afterwards. Well, I'm taking off one of them days. But, yeah, you see, Geek. So we'll go down the line. Bruins, what do you think? Win or loss?
I think it's going to be an overtime loss. I think we'll lose on the 3-on-3.
I think it's real difficult to – I think this is – you know the players are getting the rust off right now. You know, they're mm-hmm. – so are we with preseason? Because it could literally go any way. It depends on who's playing. Yeah. Last night, Hart played the whole game. I thought Hart played awesome. He made some real good saves last night, but letting some weird ones.
When I turned the game on and saw the shots was six against and we were down two, I was just like, what the fuck?
Yeah. He was – it's you got to read between the lines here.
Yeah, of course. You know, it could have been an easy like breakaway or whatever.
You see the if you go and watch his highlights from that game, he had some really good little glove saves. It's nice, but yeah, I'm gonna join you on that one. I think it's gonna be a loss. I think the Bruins are gonna start playing their top lines now. It's getting to be close to a season opener, so you'd hit the thumbs out here. But yeah, I think it's gonna be a loss. I'm gonna join you on that one. What about the Islanders game?
I could see us winning on that one.
Okay, you think we're gonna take that one?
Yeah, it's probably gonna be a close game again, like a 2-1, maybe even an overtime win. But I think a lot of our games this year are gonna be pretty close.
I like the close games.
It's more entertaining until they start doing what the Devils used to do and just start boxing it out.
Right. I'll go with you on the Islanders. I think we win this one. They didn't do anything outstanding. I do think that the Flyers, again, it all depends on who they're going to play. There are a couple guys that I like. We'll get into that when we do Beauty of the Week, that I think are really, really outstanding. They've been showing some, flair, but, yeah, I'll join you on this one. I think the Flyers will be able to. They'll be able to show a little bit more oomph than the Islanders don't play exciting hockey. I feel like the Flyers can play more exciting hockey than you know, they can. So I think if they push that in the right direction, they'll be good to go.
Especially if we let all these kids start playing more.
Yeah, like I said, some of these kids, they're starting to look pretty good. So
even Walker back there on the back end.
I'm a big fan of Sean Walker. Big fan. Playing a little guffy. I like it. But yeah, so we can move on, get into Up in Smoke. All right, Up in Smoke is brought to you by Diet Smoke. Go to www.dietsmoke.com. Use promo code OCSN for 15% off your first order. And that doesn't include vapes. So don't ask. And don't say the promo code's not working. It doesn't work for vapes. Just know that now. So you didn't know this. Corey kind of knew it. I've been talking to Christine Swifty. She's going to be our new merch person. She's designing an awesome Flyers Alley shirt with our new logo. Good, awesome price, by the way. Like the old days priced. Nice. But we're also designing a Kate Smith shirt. So a couple people, ever since we were announced or mentioned in that article about it, apparently we're like the fucking people that are headlining that. I'm okay with it. I figured you'd be okay with it. So we are going to have a Kate Smith shirt. It's going to be up on our website. Obviously, we'll put it up on the socials when they're ready to rock and roll. Probably November, they'll be ready. So, yeah, get them while they last. We are going to be headlining, pushing to bring the statue back as well. After we're done here, I'm going to write an article about it, about the first week of Flyers preseason, and then about, you know, bringing back the statue. So we'll do that. As long as you guys do your part and buy the shirts and wear them, it probably will work. So why not? Well, got a comment already. And here's Corey. Hell yeah. Yeah, I knew he was gonna be excited about that one. I didn't say anything to anybody. I wanted to, you know, dot the I's and cross the T's. Awesome price. She's from Philly. And yeah. So we're gonna work on that. Any thoughts on that?
Right on, man.
Yeah. Hopefully that'll, because I don't give a shit. I mean, what are they gonna do? Like, let's cancel them because we're bringing the shirts, but that's not possible. Like, if you really want to talk about it, like if they really want to talk about it, I mean, we can
talk about it.
Level everybody. We can talk about it.
If they want to talk about it, we'll talk about it.
If you guys want to discuss some things, we can fucking discuss some things. But I'm sure you're not gonna like what you hear. Let's get into temporal distortion. So Temple Distortion is brought to you by Bright Path Brewing. Go to www.brightpathbrewing.com. And if you're up in the Jim Thorpe area or you go up there as often as we do, check out their operation. Good stuff. Good stuff. Chris threw up on the last episode of Elko Dive.
Was it on air or did he?
Yes, it was. Yes, it was.
So fucking pussy.
I
knew that was gonna come if you told me that.
That's what I thought you saw. The comments were fucking flowing in, dude. Shane Sizemore was like, look at this fucking guy. I was like, oh no. But yeah, check them out. Check us out. We're gonna be doing, I think we're going up there in November, October to do a live for Delco Dive up there. So that'll be fun. So this segment is going to be the list of the Flyers prospects that we think are getting some serious looks. This doesn't include my Buttes of the Week either because they're prospects and, you know, vets and such. So any of the guys that you're looking at, it could be prospects. Non-prospects for. Yeah.
Like I said, I don't even know his last name. Like I said, I tuned into the game.
Brett Gardner?
Yeah, and he stood out to me like right off the bat. Walker on the back end. There was another defenseman that was really laying the fucking hits. Emil Andre. And the Finnish kid, Tuomala.
Tuomala, yeah. I would get that jersey just for that fucking name on the back of it, dude. He's been good, though. He's been a big prospect for them for a long time.
And Sean Couturier and Cam looking good on ice. I don't understand Cam's obsession with the slap shots when he's 5 feet away from the net, but
Atkinson?
Yeah. Maybe he's stretching out, you know, his abdominal area with him slapping it. I don't know. But I'm just not used to people winding up when they're like, oh, you're going to blame the tacos again, Chris?
I will. Hey, I will give him this, though. So the last episode that we did, we were testing out. And I will actually say this twice. We tested out a new brewery that we were going to talk to. We tested out their beers, and we were like, no. No shot. So then we did one that we were looking to look deeper into and decided no. So
tastes like shit.
They just weren't good, man. We just – the rest of the sponsors of the network just do such a better job. It's just – they're rough. Like, they're rough fucking beers, dude.
Blur.
Speaking of that, he said it wasn't the beers.
It wasn't one of their beers, Bright Pass. Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
Thought he was going to blame the tacos again.
No. But yeah, that's a nice list. If we're looking at prospects, like I said, we were looking at prospects. But Emil Andre, Matt Brown. Let's see. Ronnie Adder looked good. Yeah, he got a little banged up in the first period, but he came back. Let me see. I do like Sean Walker's game, but he's not a prospect. I think it kind of ends there for me. I do like Bobby Brink a little bit. I like what he's bringing to the table. We'll see. Sammy Tuomala. I do like what's going on with him. All the prospects are looking good right now. There's really not any. They did reassign people down. They're not one of them. So I mean,
yeah,
it's the list that every day they're cutting people. So I think by tomorrow's game next, actually they will do it during the afternoon tomorrow. They'll cut some more. Just how it is. So yeah, we can get we can end that talk. Who got comment?
Did they play any of the newer goaltender?
They did play. Chris said I had such high hopes for them. Yeah, so, and then Corey said Brown. I don't know what that means. Yeah, Matt Brown. Yep.
Yeah, he looked invisible wearing Patrick Brown's old jersey.
He was out there a little bit. I didn't see.
I just poke fun.
Yeah, well, I actually didn't see too much of. He assisted on one goal. So he did get a point. So he is going point per game. That is true. But the one goalie, Peterson from the Kings trade.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he had a couple good saves, but I think the best that I've seen has been Hart and Ersson. Sandstrom got lit up. Eventually, Peterson got lit up.
Did he get eventually lit up because the team just started collapsing around him, or he just
I can't say. I didn't watch that game. the highlights,
because like Carter Hart last year, his save percentage was a lot higher, but everybody's like he lessed all these soft goals. But I'm like, well, if you're letting in or if you're letting 40 plus shots a game against, you know.
Yeah, I don't think it's that kind of situation, or at least, you know, I'll say at least with Sandstrom. Sandstrom's just not the guy. I'm sorry. Like, it's just, it's time to really look into that. Nolan Meyer down in the Reading Royals, he's one I would look at and maybe give a shot to. I don't think he's the guy. Peterson is definitely above him skill and ability wise, but I do think the one too is Hart Ersson. It just is. So
I have a feeling it's going to be a 1-2-3
because of Peterson,
because his contract.
Yeah. And it does. It is very like, it's, It's very odd to me that they would do that. And I think that they kind of pulled the trigger on the fact that, hey, we can get a goalie out of this, blah, blah, blah.
I mean, think about it. Our weakness was goaltending last year.
But his weakness was goaltending last year as well. Like, he wasn't the one that brought the Kings to the playoffs and wasn't the one that played in the playoffs. He was down with the Ontario rain the entire season.
Right.
So, it is what it is. The contract is just so, $10 million for 2 years is fucking outrageous.
It's L.A. for you.
Well, we took it. So, yeah. It's like, you're going to pay this guy that much to be in the AHL? That's the highest paid contract in AHL history. They don't get paid that down there. If I was him, I wouldn't even fucking play. Oh, I twisted my ankle. Fuck. See ya. What the fuck? To get beat up, to get banged up in the A? Fuck that.
Yeah, but I mean, if you're going to want another contract, you're going to want to play.
Let's get $10 million. Who cares? Kidding me? That's fucking $5 million a year, dude. It's insanity. Yeah, I'm playing devil's advocate on this one, buddy. Like,
I can find a way to blow $10 million in 2 years.
Oh, 100%. I mean, if you look at him, he looks like he could blow that fucking number as well. But I can get rid of $10 million in 2 years. What's up, buddy? Kidding me? There's a lot of shit I don't need that I want. But yeah, there's a lot of guys getting good looks. I do have the press conference from last night. Obviously wasn't there. Skyler was there taking pictures. Unfortunately, Skyler got in a really bad car accident in Scranton last night and totaled his car, totally fucking buckled this deer. Deer is like has no appendages left. He sent me the picture. I wake up at 7 a.m. I'm like, what the fuck is this? And his brother's actually driving down from Ottawa now to get him. He's in Scranton in a hotel. But the pictures this boy took, whoo, my God. Try to tell me that somebody else's outlets got better pictures than us. I'm going to tell you, this is fucking epic, dude. And they're just practice. He didn't see any pictures of the game yet. So, but yeah, hopefully you're good, buddy. You're all right. He told me he's fully covered, so he'll be all right.
That's one way to get a new car out of it.
That thing is fucking. I'll send you a picture. But yeah, let's move on to just my favorite one. Beauty of the week. All right, Beauty of the Week is brought to you by Outlaw Beer. Go to www.outlawbeer.com. Also, go to Tivoli.com, TivoliBrewing.com. You can order Outlaw from there, and they'll ship it to your house. And not just their Outlaw. Outlaw is their light beer brand. They have their other ones on there, like the Juicy Mountain IPA, and a couple other ones on there you can order. But yeah, if you're in the Delco area, Aston Beer by the Wawa and Dutton Mill Beverage have Outlaw there. It's still buy one, get one free with the QR code and all that, and get two cases for $13.99. Can't beat that.
You brought up Dutton Mill. I got to tell you something off there that happened in the parking lot last week.
Yep, want to hear that. What do you got? Three beauties of the week. Who you got?
Sean Couturier, Cam Atkinson, and Gardner.
Brett.
R-H. Yeah, I looked at that first name and I was like, fuck.
Yeah, that's a tough one. I don't know. I mean, it's an easy one when you get it and you're like,
oh. Yeah. You're like, now I understand it.
It's Brett without the B.
But it's not going to stick here.
Nah, it's a tough one. I will say, just because, well, first off, Nick Seeler, absolute fucking.
Well, I didn't get to see it. So.
Well, you're going to see it next. You're going to see it next. it's not much, but you'll appreciate it. He's a fucking, I love Nick Seeler. I will give Zamula number two because he put on 20 pounds finally of straight muscle. So we're going to see how that solidifies. I'll give him a beauty of the week for once. But my number three is definitely going to be Bobby Brink. I wanted to put Matt Brown in there. Couldn't do it. I didn't see too much of him. There's some, you know, I would say Couturier to Atkinson as honorable mentions because they haven't.
I'm only bringing them up because it was the first game and it's great seeing them
good.
Out there. So.
But they look good too. I mean, it wasn't for nothing. Like they were
banging bodies too.
Dude, the first shoot mentality was gone, or was there? You know, the passing, but it wasn't too much passing. There were pucks on that. I did say I was live tweeting a little bit. I only watched until the second period and I rolled because I wanted to watch the new boys spinoff.
Gen B.
Yeah, did you watch it? It's pretty good. Fucking craziness. I know. It's just like they push the envelope, dude.
The funny thing is, my wife's like, this got to be the same writer and director from the boys because. The same thing happened with the last season of the boys.
With the small guy?
Similar. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I like it. I like where it's going. We'll see. We'll probably talk about it on the video game pod at some point. I don't even remember when that's happened. Anyway, yeah. So we'll see. Next game tomorrow, you'll be able to watch it. So I'll be on there. I did say, like I said, I was live tweeting a little bit, and I want them to not dump the puck in and chase. The dump and chase is so fucking annoying. It's crazy because the younger kids were actually driving the puck into the zone and crashing the net, and then you have like Couturier, TK, Farabee, Atkinson. They're all dumping and chasing. Like you got to fucking stop that. You guys have the ability to carry the fucking puck into the zone. If you don't, then do it. But don't use that every – y'all, we're – oh, let's get it in it. No. You're giving them the puck. Like, stop fucking doing that. That is not how it works anymore.
Worked for the Dallas Stars.
It's not East Coast hockey. It doesn't work in the Metro, dude. It could work. It works everywhere else but the Metro.
It can work.
No.
You just have to have the players for it.
No, fuck no. That shit sucks.
But it works. There's a reason why it's been in the league for a fucking million years.
Because it's easy. It's an easy out. You dump it in.
And it's also an easy in. As long as you can retrieve the puck.
Well, it's not working for us, so stop fucking doing it. Okay? That's all. Let's move on to dust up so you can see your fucking little... Right, so dust up is brought to you by Warlord Beard Oil. Go to www.warlordbeardoil.com. Use promo code OCSN15 for 15% off your beard oils. Hold on, let me grab this. I got them right here. All right. Hello. We got a shelf here. Your beard oils, your soap, shaving oil, car air fresheners, hats, and so much more. We got yourself a tumbler here. Feel me? I will say I have one of these, and I'm telling you right now, I pour my coffee at probably 6:15, and still by my 9 o'clock break, it's fucking scalding hot. I don't know what they are fucking making these things out of, but let's
change. Uranium.
Stickers here, you know?
Stickers.
I know you love stickers. Car air fresheners. Absolutely amazing. This is the soap that I have, Southern Tobacco. Absolutely amazing. They have another one here. The Ode de Mara, Madeira. Yeah, Ode de Mara. There we go. Smells good. My basement smells like this now. Shaving oil. Gave some to Matt Bannon. This is actually Tommy's. I got to ship it to him. This stuff apparently is very, very – it smells fucking amazing, but it's for people to shave with a razor. I don't shave with a razor. And we got a little – I don't shave it.
Razor quits.
It stops. It gets dull real quick. This is the barbershop beard oil. Now, I did – I did open this, and I did use it. I'm going to tell you because I had to you know, test it. Did I open it? No, I didn't. Oh, this is the one I didn't open. But it smells great. It's absolutely amazing. So, you guys – This is what you're winning here, besides the shave oil, but I could probably just convince Tommy that I'm selling it. That's what you win if you call the OCSN landline and you win the competition. But that's the type of stuff they have. It all smells good, and it's all made in America. Bud, the owner, is a vet, so it's always going to be made in America. The dude's killing it down there in Mobile, Alabama. We got some comments. Let's see what we got here. My mouse is like double clicking. It's starting to fucking annoy the shit out of me. What are you doing here? There you go. Let's see. Chris chimes in and says, laugh my ass off. I forgot to grab that 1880 oil. I don't have it anymore. You must have taken it. That's the only one I have is the barbershop. Corey chimes in, awesome products. He actually has the Southern Tobacco. Southern Tobacco is my beard oil. He loves it. Right. I have the soap. He has the oil. Someone has, I think Chris actually has the, yeah, it sounded weird. and Chris has the bar soap.
The late nights in the alley, huh?
Yeah. Or the bomb. You don't use any of that stuff, do you?
No.
You'd use a bar of soap, though.
I probably should with this fucking thing.
I would recommend it. Chris is literally, he's saying, like, every day his beard is just, like, that much different. The products are amazing. Chris said I had the Dark 30 soap. That's what my air freshener in my car is right now. Amazing. Yeah, take what you get. They got hats. They got all kinds of stuff, but... make sure you guys check that stuff out. Let's get into the video here. See where this bad boy is at. Here we go.
By anyone else in the National Hockey League. And so it may be that he has to find some work with another team as we have an early scrap here. It'll be Nick Seeler on top of who? Brian Hallinan for the Devils. Not much happening. More wrestling match, but... Nick Seeler heads to the box, and Brian Hallinan will join him there.
As they were squaring up, they grabbed each other. Hallinan kind of lost his edge.
It was just kind of like a get the fuck down.
Plus, Nick Seeler's like twice the size of him, it looked like.
Yeah, I don't know who the fuck that guy was, but he got the picture real quick. Nick Seeler was not fucking around. Because I saw in the Game Center thing on the app that it tells you Nick Seeler got, which I love. It's awesome. So I'll listen to the radio, but I'll have that connected to my Wi-Fi. So while we're listening to it, I'll plug my phone in the charger, and it'll just be like a visual what's going on all the time with the radio. It's connected directly with the radio. It's awesome.
Nice.
Highly recommend that with these fucking stupid-ass games they got going on now. But yeah. Nick Seeler doing what he does. Like it. I would like to have seen I did get pictures from Corey. If there's any way you could send me the pictures of Ristolainen and Delorier going at it at practice, that'd be great. There's Corey's friend that called in last week, the ref. She had pictures. She sent them to Corey. Pretty cool. So but with that being said, we can move on to Top Shelf. So Top Shelf this week is brought to you by Hangman Brewing. Go to www.hangmanbrewing.com. Check out what Brad's got going over there. I don't know how much longer he's going to be there. He's saying that he's leaving Delaware and going where people appreciate beer more. The Facebook message did say in October 24. I do hope he meant that. Because we are still planning on going over there on the 14th of October for our watch party against the Senators and have our giant beer pong tournament. So as soon as I know something, I'll let everybody else know. As of right now, we're ready to go. But if we don't, then I'm thinking that we're just going to do. You probably won't do this, but you probably weren't going anyway.
We'll see.
I might just do a live broadcast of that from the box. I have the ability to do that with the mics and the cameras and all that. So we could do that. And yeah, we'll go from there. We'll let everybody know. This top shelf is definitely going to be the highlight of the other night's game. So let's get into that.
Fault, we're here. He tied the game at 3-3 with a snipe. Oh, he tinks it in. Talk about patience.
Yeah, and leverage. You know, he gets it on that back end.
That was nice. Kind of reminded me of Drew there with doing that go wide from the one side, shelf it with the backhand on the other.
All right, make sure you send that to me. And Chris says, and the 1880 bomb, both are amazing. Yeah. Bobby Brink. That's what I'm saying. I think he has redeemed himself from the worry that I had for him. Nothing against him. I just
Just the thing with players with that size. You know, you kind of got to worry about them. I mean, look at the years that Danny Briere took with being with Buffalo. You know, it's just before he came with the Flyers. Just, you know, sure. Martin St. Louis took a beating down there in Tampa for the longest time. So,
right, that's good looks on break for that. And with that being said, we'll jump directly into final thought. So we don't got much going on. Tomorrow night's against Boston again, I would say.
Boston's tomorrow.
Boston again. We'll be on there. I'll probably be live tweeting. We'll get going on there as well. I don't think we have anyone going to any of the games more than October. I'm not sure what's going on. I'll have to get with Chris and Skyler. I'm not going for a while.
You're a matinee kind of guy.
I am a matinee guy. I'm a matineer. So, with that being said, we have one more comment. Corey says, still cans. Yep, that's pretty nice. Chris is going on the 28th. So, there we go. Of October.
Are they supplying puke bags for that night?
For what? What's the 28th?
Are they supplying puke bags for Chris?
I don't think Chris will be drinking. All right. He said they sure are. with that being said, you got anything final thought? Can you say fuck Boston?
I got to come up with a new one this year.
Yeah, fuck the Bruins.
Fuck you, Gary Bettman.
There you go. All right, fuck you, Gary Bettman. With that being said, make sure everyone likes us on Facebook at Flyers Alley.
Big ass fucking head.
Twitter, on Twitter at Flyers Alley 51 and Instagram at Flyers Alley, YouTube, Old City Sports Network. We will see you guys next week, and we will get into it. We'll have Corey. There are rumors that there's going to be another interview with a Flyers prospect on Wednesday for Nights in the Alley. We'll get into that. Me and the guy, Dylan Robillard, are actually going to be joining forces and get that going. So let you guys know, and we'll see you next week.